Idiyas Perigimel Mishnah Dalet. Kol ha-chitzolois, t'meyois, t'meymeis. These again, machlokes in between of Dois and the Chachomim. We're going to be Isaac back and say the Tyrus, as most of the machlokes in were there. The first machlokes that we're going to have over here is about Tumas Medus, which we've described before. If somebody is, let's say, a Zov, a Balkeri, who's an Avatoma, L'chayr, if he sits down on a chair, lies down on a bed, that should be a Rishon. It should only be Mekabel Tuma, a step down from the transmitter, who's an Av. The reality is that there are certain things that even though they were only Nitma on contact, but they considered Kiviyochel attached to the person, the Gzeis HaKosov is, that Mishkav U'moyshov is considered as being Shaykh to the person, and it has his status of Tuma. So if the person is an avatoma, then the chair becomes an avatoma, the bed becomes an avatoma as well. This is an important halacha because it makes much more efsharus for the bed, the chair, to pass on that tuma at a higher level. Because if it would only become tome as a rishoin, then it would not be able to transmit tuma to anybody who sat down on it. If it's an avatoma, then anybody who sits down on that bed becomes a rishon l'tuma. Now, this Tumas Medris, which is Miloshin Drisa, we've said before, is only insofar that that thing that he sat down on is a Dover HaMiyuchid L'Shkiva or L'Yeshiva, a chair, a bed, a saddle, but not a board that he happens to sit down on or something that's lying around, a piece of metal that's sitting around. And the Shaila is, on certain things, whether they're considered Ro'ui L'Yeshiva or L'Shkiva. Chotzolos are like mats. They're long pieces that are cut out from reed or from rubber. They're boards. They have some type of lip around them. So it does have some type of tsura of a kli. Bederekhla, what they're for is you'd put in, if you have them sitting around a field, you'd put in fruits, you'd use it for storage. So kol ha-chitzolos, t'meyos t'meymeis, they become tome like any other kli that's in a place with his Tumas Meis, the Tumas Meis transmits to it. But they don't become Tomei B'medris Hazov, or Balkeri, or Nida, Divrei Reb Doisa. V'acham Moimrim, they become an Avatuma not only if they're in the same thing, as the same roof as a Meis, where they're transmitted, B'teres Kabbalah's Kli, anything that's in the same oil as a dead body, which is Navi Avaisa Tumah, becomes an Avatuma. Not only do they get transmission of Tumah, if they're under the oil of a mace, but even al yidei a zov sitting down on them, because lemaisa there are people who are miyachid them l'shchivet mekabel tumas medris. V'chom moimrim medris. So what Reb Doisa means to say is they're metami tumas mace, they're not metami tumas medris. The chacham are saying no, they also consider oil l'shchivet. The chacham ma'machne kol ha'klios. Klios are some type of strings or threads that are woven together. Tohirois, it's not considered a weave, it's just strings that are sort of wound around each other, but it's not considered mamish and arigo, which turns it into a beged. So it doesn't have a shape of a beged, it's not mekabel tumah. So therefore, kol hakli is tohirois, means say it's not mekabel tumah. Chutz mishal galgiloin, except from some type of bonnet, maybe of women, that's again made from these type of strings, that already has a shame. Beged divrei Reb Doisa. V'chom moimrim, no, if they're put together, but if in kalua, where they're sort of like the way you weave a basket, that's called kalua. So you do this with these type of strings, kulam t'meis de'u mekabel tumah, they all have a shame of a beged, and they're considered woven. Chutz mishel tzamorim, the ones that women who sell tzemer wear, is in order to attach the pieces of tzemer, that's already just functional, that's not considered a beged, and then those are not mekabel tumah. Mishneh Hei. Another machlokes over here between Reb Dois and the Chachomim, legabi kabolas tumah, hakela shebeis kibul shelo orug. Someplace, a kela, is someplace where you put a rock, where it's getting ready to throw. What we call in English a slingshot. Kaf hakela is a term that's used in Chazal to denote some type of punishment. In the Olam HaEmes, where a person is neshama rachman son, thrown from place to place, called kaf hakela. It's like the shot from this slingshot. So the slingshot is the rock, of course. Then there's the strap that pulls back, and there's the place where the rock sits. The kela is the cloth, the pouch where the rock that's going to be thrown, that's going to be shot, is sits. And the kela, which the base kibul shalot, its cloth pouch, is orug, is woven from pishton, is tmeo, because woven turns into a beggar, turns into a kli, and it's makabel tumah. The shel oir, if the base kibul of this is made out of leather, rebdoisim and hurkin is metayr, because even though there's such thing as a beged of oir, shoes, the mashal are beged of oir. A person can have a jacket with leather, a coat with leather, a hat with leather, a band around his wrist with leather, that's a beged. However, the shear of cheshivus for oir, it has to be something that's chamisha tvachim or chamisha tvachim. We just mentioned a watch band, you have to know. The shear of chamisha agabi chamisha is a shear for a piece of leather. In order to give it cheshivus that has a shem of a kli, a beged, so it has to have a size. But if it serves as a functional halacha, not a halacha, if it serves as a functional kli, that means it's serving a very divine purpose. What we just said about a wristwatch. It could be leather, it's not chamisha or chamisha tvachim, but it has a very clear and a very choshev usage. A watchband is something nice, it's something very valuable and functional. So then it would be mekabel tumah. So the kli or that we're talking about over here, which is just the place where the Evan sits, Reb Dosi held that's not enough of his usage to consider it dovah choshev. So it's only if it would be a shear of chamish al chamish tvachim that would be mekabel tumah. Vacham metam, that since it holds on to the rock, that itself is a shear choshev, and it's mekabel tumah even less than chamish al chamish tvachim. Nifsak beis etzpa shalo, the place where he puts his finger to pull back, to do the shooting in this kela, and if that's ripped, nifsak beis etzpa shalo, the place where he puts his finger is ripped, tohoiro, because it's not serving its purpose anymore. Bottom imen shem kli, unless the piece of leather is chomesh al chomesh tvachim. Beis hapokia shalo, if the place where he puts his hand, I don't know exactly how he does it, but it was a whole contraption. It's a piece of leather where the stone is sitting. Is the place where he puts his finger in order to pull back, sort of like the trigger of the slingshot, so to speak. And then there's the place where he puts his whole hand when he's moving around the slingshot, someplace where he holds on to the whole thing. There's like a sort of a place where he slips his hand. And that already does not disable the slingshot from being used. And therefore, even if it's ripped, Tmeya does not mevatel the functioning of the slingshot, and therefore it has a shame that's metame.